It's another Thursday night, and I'm really glad. Hey, everybody. This is Tari with Angel Coaches, and glad you're here. It's another Thursday night, and we always do something on the mind, body, and spirit, and so I'm super excited tonight. I've got a couple of guests coming on. They've had some issues with getting on here, so hopefully they'll be here in just a second. But what we're going to talk about tonight is spiritual goals, mental goals, and physical goals, right? And how they all work together. And you know, I know myself that let me back this up. I work with a lot of angels, and I've been able to see them since I was 3 years old, right? And since I started really working on my physical body and working to change it, to get more healthy, to run, to become more lean, things have really started happening for me in a spiritual way and also in a mental way, which has affected my business and my personal life. And what does that look like, right? First of all, what that looks like is that you are always, always, always got help available for you. So, you know, what I said to myself about, gosh, probably 2012, I got some really, news from my doctor about my health, and I was like, wow, I got to do something to change this, right? And he wanted to put me on certain kinds of medications, and, you know, because I was having sugar issues, which I've had since I was a little girl. And I was like, you know what, I just don't really want to do that. And I said, I need to do something different. So I said, let me meditate and pray about it. And then I got a message, go and start really working out. And I never had been to a gym. I'd always danced ballet. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go start working out. And so what I did was I was like, I put myself on the, went to a place that really started working with me. And I started jogging. And I started running. And then I started doing 5Ks. And then I started doing marathons. And then I started really, really, really making it happen for myself and my physical body. Long story short, I went every 90 days to the doctor. And the things that were going on wrong with me, when I got the physical part straight, really started changing. And I never had to go on the medication, which I was so grateful for because, you know, I'm pretty young and I don't want to be on medication. Who does, right? And I took it 90 days at a time. Never went on the medication. Then I took in another 90 days, and the numbers continued to improve, right? You know, because I was really, I'll just be honest with you, I was having some real kidney issues at the time. I cancel, because that's not there any longer. And then I started reducing my insulin. And was it a physical thing? Yeah, exercise really helped. But then I put some goals out there for myself, you know, and I went, the first 6 months, I said, I'm going to eventually start jogging. And so I started jogging on the treadmill. You guys ever did that? I mean, you feel like you're going to fall off, right? So it's funny. And then I started meditating and really about how to heal my physical body, how to heal my emotional body and spiritual body, and how to really wake me up. And, so I could live a totally great life in my estimation. And today I was walking around with my dogs at the Bark Park, and I was like, yeah, I've got a great life. I mean, I'm so happy for it. And so I put some goals ahead for myself that I was going to, and I'll share this with you. It's so funny. I was in at the gym that I work out at. It's actually a group fitness plan that we do. And I was at the gym, and I was sitting there going, man, they were talking about something about doing a tri-bi or bi-tri. I can't remember what they call it now. But what we had to do was row 1,600 meters on the rower. We had to exercise and do 320 reps using our own body weight and the straps, of course. And then I think it was the straps. I may be wrong about that. I don't remember now. But that was last year in 2013. And then we had to run a 5K. Well, so they're asking for who wants to do it. And I like go, yeah, I'll do it. And I'm like, who's this person talking inside of me, right? I go, it must be my higher self. So never have run, you know, hadn't done it except a little bit on the treadmill. I started doing that and working out. And did a little bit on the meter rowing. And I put that goal out there. I go, yeah, I'm going to do it. It was a month away. And so I did the day came and I walked in the gym, and I looked around, you know, there's people there. I was like, oh, my goodness. I go, these people look like they eat people like me, because there's these big, tall guys, you know, and that had looked like they'd done it forever. And anyway, long story short, I did it. I finished. I was the last one to finish. That's okay. And when I was probably, I think I was doing like a 11, 12-minute mile at the time. And so it is a year later, and my goal was to get down to an 8-minute mile. And it's because I did it last year, 2013, May 2013, I did the try-by, by-try or whatever, which is the three things. And then I set myself up to, we ran in the Vibra, and my friend and I did. And then a year later, and then I ran in a 5K, a couple 5Ks, and then I go, can I do this? And then I started training for the half marathon. So in November, I went from finishing last place, never had done a 5K in May, and then I started a year later, in November that same year, 2013, which was last year, I did a half marathon, and which is 13.1 miles. And the reason why I did it is because my trainer at the time said, do it. You can do it. I was like, do you think I can do it? I needed somebody to validate me because I'd never done all this stuff before. I'd done ballet. That's it. And he said, yeah, do you. And so I did it. I finished in 2 hours and 47 minutes, which is a pretty darn good time. And but I never thought that I couldn't do it. And the only thing I suggest to people is I did not wash my sneakers that I ran in that race for 2 weeks because I didn't want to mess up the run, you know. And I also meditated like crazy, but I really thought I could do it, and I did. And my dad, I remember being able to tell my dad and, you know, my daughter and everything like that, that, you know, they were here to see me and stuff, and it was kind of cool. So that's my story for my goal from, you know, from healing myself. I go, I'm going to join the gym because that's what I got in meditation, the spirit part. The mental part is I made myself go every day. I think I was going at three times a week. Now I work out 6 days a week and rest one. And the mental part was I'm super consistent. I do not stop. I have an issue sometimes with working out too much. And so that I've learned to, that's as resting is as important as working out. So my mental goal was to stay focused, to stay strong, to stay true to myself, and to always, always learn to take my mind to control my body. And Joy sent us something, a new angel coach that I'm going to read to you guys in a minute. But I have a friend of mine on the phone who she's working out with a trainer, and she's a new angel coach. She works with relationships. She works with personal empowerment. She works with a little bit of everything. And Katrina, I'm glad you're here. So welcome, and how are you? Welcome to the call. Welcome to the show.
I am very good, Tui. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm sitting there listening to you and what we're doing, and I'm excited to be here. So tell me about you and some of your personal goals, because I know you've been a wonderful teacher for me in showing me certain things about relationships. Katrina, I love her, okay? She's had goals about getting her spiritual life, her love life. I think love and spirituality are all tied into one. And your physical body, because you climb mountains, you're going to Yukon Pikes Peak, which I'm doing the marathon during the late summer. So tell me about some of your goals, what you've achieved, and what you're going to do in 2014, and then we'll talk about what all of us are doing together. So talk to me. Tell me what you've got.
Well, my fitness goals primarily started in my 20s or, you know, my late college years, and I always felt inside that I was a runner. And I guess in mid-20s I started running, and I could not run I couldn't run 5 feet if someone asked me to. But I started out running and walking, and during that time of my life, you know, it was before my children and everything, and it was great because I just took the opportunity to go every day. So that time in my life, I was getting up at 5 in the morning on the treadmill at 5:30 in the morning, and I did weight training and running, and it was absolutely great. Since that time, I've gotten married and I have children, and I live a really beautiful life now. I had gotten out of the workout circuit for a while, and I am just getting back into it. And I am working on the consistency of running again. I really enjoy running. I am in the process of getting my yoga certification. And so those two modalities of athleticism, if that's what you want to call it, is my goals, my fitness goals for the rest of 2013, and hopefully it'll continue and extend into 2014. So my initial goal for myself is, one, consistency. I listened to Taria, and she said she was going 3 days a week. Right now, I am starting at about 3 to 4 days out of the week and doing yoga in between. And I would love for my first run to be a 5K. So that's my dream.
A 5K run.
A 5K run.
Good deal.
Right. That's okay. Going to be my start. Now, ultimately, I would like to do a triathlon. I've done biathlons before, the biking and the running. But my goal and my dream come true for a long time was to do a triathlon. My children are ages 8 and 7, and they're doing their first triathlon this Sunday. They have a huge event here in Houston, and so that's really inspired my husband and I to get back into, you know, swimming and biking and running. And so right now the four of us are taking a swim lesson together, and it's been really fun. So short-term goal will be a 5K run. And long-term goal will be a triathlon.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do triathlon with you, okay? We'll do that together because here's the deal. I said this year, and you guys, you set these goals up, right? And the physical goals, this is a mind-body-spirit connection. It really is. And I get that. And, Victoria, I'm glad you're here because I know you've got some real serious goals. Victoria healed herself of Lyme disease, started this great business. Working on getting investors and people for her horse and opening a horse farm to help veterans and children with self-esteem problems. I think I'm summing it up all right all together. But I also know that you got some real physical goals. You guys, the physical goals are super important, but the mental and the spiritual goals work with that, you know. And I know that you're doing a 5K, and do you plan to do that in June, July, August, or what's your goal?
Probably like in June or July. I promised my girlfriend I would run with her. My friend Michelle, I got her into running, and she now is addicted to marathons. So she asked me if I would run with her, and she gets married in May. So I'm sure I'm not going to be able to like do anything in May, but I think June and July is going to probably be more of a possible goal for me because I used to sign up for 5Ks every month. You know, in the area, just sign up and just, you know, take ownership of paying the entry fee and just going. Because my first 5K that I ever ran was for Lyme disease, and I just ran it cold turkey. I was like, you know what, if I could run down the hills and walk up the hills, at least I'm doing better than most people that have that disease, so.
There you go. And by the way, you don't have it anymore. She weaned herself off medicine and did the really mental, spiritual part with meditation, working on herself. And guys, Katrina and Victoria, I'm so glad you guys are here because you guys are new angel coaches. And so your goal is to help people connect with mind, body, and spirit. Now, I have a question for you both, okay? So because I know angel coaches is putting on a marathon, half marathon, 5K. We're trying to figure out all the details in 2015. Hopefully January, maybe as late as February 2015. But my question to you guys is when you're doing your goals, your physical goals, how do you tie the spirituality and the mental goals there? Because it's a mental game. You have to play with yourself, right? I mean, hit a wall about a week ago. Oh, Katrina, I know you hit a wall. And Victoria, I know you have as well. How do you overcome it?
Well, I'll tell you, Tari, that day was so interesting. I was so tired that morning. I was supposed to be up and working out at 7 o'clock that morning. I got up. I lay back down. I got up again. I put my clothes on. I lay back down and fell asleep and did not get up to work out. And then later on, your mind is just keeps going on in your mind, and all the mental games that I used to play wasn't working anymore. And then, Taria, I text you actually at that time, and I said, this is a strange day, it's a strange week, I just can't seem to get moving. And I text you again, and I said, I found it. And what I meant by that is, or what worked, was I said to myself, if my children felt this way and they needed to accomplish a goal, what would I tell them?
Wow, good point.
All of a sudden, that fatigue was secondhand. I got my clothes on, and I got moving. It wasn't the normal kind of activity that I would do, and this was helpful when Tari helped me. She said you have to have a secondary thing. If you can't run like you would normally run, have something second in your mind that you would do instead, which was a walk. And I never had that backup plan, but it's always, always good to have a backup plan, especially if you're working on consistency like I am. And so, yes, there are those days that you hit a wall and you just have to find the words within yourself to get yourself moving. And
oh,
I did.
Yeah. Man. Let me tell you something. I think God really showed me something last week. And, you know, when you came and we were talking about that, because we meet on Tuesday and Thursday mornings for about 10 or 15 minutes to talk about our goals. And Victoria's working in the government right now, and so she can't meet with us, but we do a lot of stuff in the evening time. But these girls are two angel coaches. And I want you guys to get an idea about all of us, because we really believe in the mind-body-spirit connection and daily living and the daily ups and downs. And there are some downs, but I'm going to share this with you. You called me the other day with that, right? And I'm sitting there going, you know what? I go, she just needs to... And that's what I'm saying to myself. Well, you know what? My higher self taught me a big old lesson. I was exhausted, right, on Thursday and Friday. So Friday morning I get in, and we use the same trainer. He works on the phone and with and in person. So she's working with Dwayne, and Dwayne's my trainer as well. So I get there, and I'm looking at this big mountain of the 17th Street Causeway Bridge that I have to climb. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I was so tired. I go, I can't do this today. And I go, I'm just too tired. And I had literally trained myself so hard, like going to classes at the group training, like working out, running myself, because I run 5 or 6 miles a day. And my long run is 21, right? I'm so impressed with that, because nobody, my dad goes, I can't believe you do that. I go, me either, Dad. So, but, you know, I was like, I'm so tired. And I had not had a 3 days off or 2 days off since January that I just stopped. And so I looked at Dwayne, and he goes, do you need to stop? And I go, I do. I'm so tired. I just want to cry. And so I end up in tears. I was like, I know how she feels, you know. And I go, you know what, you can push your body, and that's cool, because it's a mind-body connection. And your mind always, I think, controls your body, okay, if you let it or if you challenge it or if you train it, whatever. But my mind and my body were saying, Tari, you just need to slow down and get some sleep. I slept for 3 freaking days, run a bit, and got up at 8, took my dogs out, took them to the park, came home and just slept. I was in bed at 8 o'clock, and me and my grandmother, we'd have been, and the only thing I was missing was a pizza that she used to eat in front of the TV and fall asleep. But your body needed it, and I realized something. You know what? Your body sometimes needs, the rest is as important. And to be balanced is more important than anything. So you're right on about that. And I know you do yoga. Yoga is great for mental stuff and spiritual. I want to hear about that, too, because this is what you do to connect the mind, body, and spirit. And I know, Victoria, how do you set yourself up for goals? Because you've had to overcome some great obstacles with your health. And I know about those, because I'm doing the same thing, and you're an amazing story and an amazing person, you know, what you've accomplished. And she just got, both these women got off the phone with me. I was going to say girls, because we're all three girls, and we did a session with someone, and they're just, I was like, wow, they blew me away. So, you know, they live, walk, eat, and breathe, and sleep this, you know, the mind, body, spirit in helping people and serving humanity and serving their family, serving themselves and loving everybody. But I want to hear, how do you overcome obstacles? How do you get through it, you know? What do you say to yourself, you know, because there's days that you've had to overcome feeling bad because of your lines that you used to have don't need have any longer.
Well,
and changing your eating habits, too. I remember that was a challenge for, I think, us all. So, anyway,
that was
go ahead, coach.
That was huge for me, and I think that was the part of the beginning of my mind, body, spirit realization, I should say, because I remember telling him, like, you know, Tari, I think I really get this now. I'm like, I got the mind and spirit, but I'm lazy in the kitchen. I hate cooking because I'm only for one. And I'm just like, why am I going to cook and have all this, like, extra food? I honestly don't think about food as, like, my main focus. Some people wake up in the morning and think about all the stuff they want to eat during the day. I could care less. I only eat really because I have to. But, as you know, I got food poisoning from stuff I bought at work. So I was just like, this is the first time it ever happened to me. And I'm like, usually I have a rock-hard stomach. I'm like, huh, maybe this is supposed to be forcing me to cook my own food and cook more organic and buy better food that's not processed, because my body, my spirit, and my mind is all good, but my body needs to catch up. And so I had to suffer a couple of setbacks. And basically I just looked at it and said, okay, well, I need to treat my body the way I think of myself. So I need to feed it good. You know, I need to eat balanced. And when it comes to exercise, if I'm tired, I give in. Don't get me wrong. I don't push myself, because that's part of my going against the old military ways, because we used to always be forced to have to exercise every day, and I just hate that. But I know that when I do exercise, I feel good, and I get into a zen. I go into my own little mind. I do clearing and visualization. So when I'm out walking, or when I used to run a lot, I would just go out and just be like, all right, let's just get some fresh air. You know, and it was almost like a balancing thing that I used to do with myself, and just be with me and nature. And I love outside. So when I'm on my horse or when I'm running, it's just like I feel better outside than inside. So I just push myself and say, okay, let's just get some fresh air. And I don't consider it work. I think of it as more of a pleasure. So, you know, we often associate exercise as something forced. We have to do it in order to get skinny. We have to do it in order to look good. You know, how about just doing it just to do it? You know, like, and it doesn't matter what kind of exercise. Just do it. You know, go out and just work your body. Circulate that blood. Breathe in better air, you know. Inhale, exhale. And just doing that alone, just start centering your body. And all of a sudden your body's going to be like, hey, I want some more. Can we do a little bit faster walk this time? Or, you know, can we run a little further? You know, and your body will tell if you need to relax, or if you need that extra rest day that maybe you didn't plan. But know that, you know, the next time you'll start craving it. You'll want to be out, and you'll want to just give your body that time. And 20 to 30 minutes is really all you technically need in order to consider yourself having exercise for the day. So I started out, again, doing intervals for 20 minutes. I would do the treadmill. I just started doing that. Also, I'm like, wait, 3 weeks is an addiction, right? So I'm like, I'm addicted. I'm like, this is fabulous. But then, of course, I pulled muscle doing something silly, you know, with horses, so that kind of set me back a little bit. But it's, you know, setbacks are only just you being, you know, having to refocus and think differently about what we're doing, and just trying to balance all three out.
Yeah, that's good. And I want to talk about horses, because I know that's your passion, that's your love. It's also a form of exercise as well. And yes. I know you do that. That's a spiritual, mental thing. But I'm going to go and go to Katrina now. Katrina, I know you do yoga. And I've done a couple of yoga classes myself. I was like, those went windy, bendy women. I was like, I just call them bendy women, okay? And I go, I need to be a bendy woman too, a woman too, okay? So I go, and it's like it gives you range of motion, which is so important. But I know that, and I've not achieved this yet, but I keep on hoping. I said, I didn't ask her on the show tonight. Have you gotten that nirvana state that yoga masters, yoga practitioners, or I'm not sure what you guys even call, I just call you bendy women that can show people how to really bend well and do stuff. So talk to me. Talk to Victoria and I both. Have you been able to use that with your exercise, which is physical, but it's also a mind spiritual thing, right? It's a mental and spiritual thing. How's it helped you there? Can you share with us? Did you see yoga?
Yoga is a modality that I truly love, because it does connect the mind, body, and the spirit. The three phases of yoga, the mind, body, and the spirit, you have the physical, which is you are breathing. You have the physical that you're moving, and then the two connects your spirit. So when you are actually in those poses, it's not about the pose. The pose is secondary. So it's about your breath, and it's about your mental focus on the pose. It's not how deep you can go into the pose. It's not about that, but that is the connection. Your breath is connected. That, do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No. I can say you gave me an aha moment here. Okay, so let me get that. So you said that it's not about, because I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this person can do it better than me, okay?
No,
I mean, any of those of you guys that are listening or will download it later, I bet you're saying the same thing about the yoga. So
it is not about
that,
so you can stretch. It's not about so you can stretch better. It's not about that. That's the last thing. That's an end result down the road. But even if you don't get into those windy, bendy poses, that is not what yoga is all about. Yoga is about your breath and connecting your mind to your body. Once you do that in the practice, that's when your body will allow you to go deeper into a pose. But it doesn't
say
have
that again.
To happen.
Can you say that again? Because I don't mean to be stupid, but I got to get that again. Say what you just said again, Victoria. I'm sorry, that was a key thing for you. I heard you say something. So what do you say? Say it again.
What is ultimately important when you go to any yoga class or when you participate in yoga, you are concentrating on breathing in and breathing out. And it's a rhythm as you're breathing in and you're breathing out with your movements. And you're breathing out in and breathing out with your movements. It allows you, once that body connects with that mind, it allows you to go deeper into the pose because your mind and your breath is connected. And it doesn't happen. It's yoga is a practice. Yoga is also a science. I'll give you an example. We were in a weekend-long workshop, and we had to do an exercise where we had to get on our knees and put our knees against the wall. No, actually, the other one was it was tree pose. I don't know if you're familiar with tree pose, but you're standing up and you're putting your leg on your calf or your thigh, and you're really concentrating on your alignment point so you can stay in that balanced pose. Well, my teacher just came by and she gently maneuvered my chest upward so I could hold the pose longer. When she did that, and when I breathe, you breathe into spaces, because when you open your body up, you breathe into those spaces that are contracted down normally.
Right.
But when you extend your body out, you breathe into those spaces. And when she just did that little adjustment, my mind connected with my breath, and I felt like I could stay there for hours at a time. It was a freedom you feel. It was a strength that it's unbelievable what the body can do. But when that body connects with that mind and that breath, you carry it over into your everyday life. For instance, that tree pose, it made me feel strong. Well, I could feel strong in every other area in my life. I can feel strong as a woman. I can feel strong as a wife and a mother. I can feel strong as, as a nurse, as a healer. You carry it through every part of your life. It is one of the most beautiful forms of art when you connect your body and your mind and your breath. It's beautiful.
It's amazing. Man, you got me excited. Now I'm excited. So because I've done it a couple times. Okay, so it helps connect it. See, I like that. So I'm going to go tomorrow, all right? So, I'm going to go take a yoga class tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you for that insight right there. Because I thought, man, I'll never be able to do these poses. I won't.
No,
not like these women. you know.
Yeah, it's just remember, it's not about the pose. And if you're working with a really good teacher, she's going to tell you, even if you have to back off and you cannot do the pose and you have to just lie down on your back, or you even if you're in child's pose, even if you're in that, as she's going through the class, you imagine your body getting in, you know, following the pose, going into the poses, but you breathe. You take deep breaths in, you take deep breaths out. Even if you can't do the pose, it's about your breath, because your breath is what's going to connect your body and your mind and your spirit. It's your breath. And if you want me to show you how to breathe, I will show you how to breathe. It is an experience.
Okay.
It is a beautiful experience. So I'll show
thank you.
You
are amazing. Thank you. Because I have known you for years, and people talk about yoga. It's you need to yoga, give you range of motion, and I was like,
no.
You talk to me in a language I understand. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You're
going to be an angel coach, you guys. I'm so excited. And, you know, all this stuff that she talks about, like the mind, body, spirit, she, in, you know, and Victoria, and then I've got Carrie is on here, too. I'm so glad, Carrie. And Carrie, the single mom and juggling about 20 balls in the air, I get you. And Katrina used to do the same thing before she met her hiko. She met a hiko. We're all going to meet a hiko. So it's all good. But you are thank you. Yes, I want to know how to breathe, and I'm going to a class tomorrow. I'm going to go to a class on Saturday.
I think I'm going to start
going to a lot of classes, you know. So
I think when you do
good.
Bikram yoga, I think that's really push really that centering, breathing, the mind and the body thing, because you have to, like, literally tell yourself that you're not going to, like, die of heat.
Bikram yoga, just FYI, and this is a personal decision that I have made. I truly believe in the original art form of yoga. From my understanding, Bikram yoga is not the authentic form. It is a side form. It is very dogmatic, from my experience. And because it's not that original form, I personally for myself don't want to practice that, because the original art form really dives into, it's not dogmatic, it doesn't push you into the pose, you don't have all these rules like you have to go into the class, it's real hot, you're not allowed to leave, those kind of rules. They don't have that in the original art form of yoga, which is what I'm learning right now.
Right, right. I took the Bikram, and I was like, all right, it's a little hot. I got to get into that happy place where I'm not feeling the hot. I'm like, all right, I could do this. And I did it for, like, 3 classes, and I got it. But I was just like, yeah, I don't think it's for me.
Yeah, it's a different form of yoga. It does have some benefits. The people that like it, they do lose weight. They sweat a lot, you know. It does have the benefits. But my preference for people and connecting your body, mind, and your spirit and really being able to take that out into the world is the original art form of yoga, which is usually hatha. Kundalini yoga is great. Vinyasa yoga is great. Those are usually the authentic forms, the way they were originally taught.
Katrina, you know, I appreciate that. And Victoria, I want to come back to you with the horses, but we got Carrie on, and she came in because she's juggling like 3 balls here with her children. And Carrie, I'm so glad you're here. And I know fitness goals. I am so glad. And she's got some fitness goals. People are calling and wanting to get her videos on pendulums and how to work with kids, meditation with children. So talk to me about how she's written both of them. How to do the pendulum. She's putting videos up, and we'll have them next week. And then how to meditate with kids. She's created that too, meditate with your children. And so you guys, and your kids are 13. And how old is Zoe? I don't remember. 8 or 9, right? Or
9, yeah.
Right? 9 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So how are you? And I know that you've had a fitness workout tonight with your children. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's all good. Anyway, and Victoria here is going to say, bring him up to Virginia. I just got my horse, Sky, and my, you know, I'm working on my barn, and she bring him up there. She can teach him how to ride. So, anyway, that's a good thing.
Oh, that's nice.
Talk to me. I know. What's your fitness goal? Talk to us about that, because we've got about 10 minutes left, and I want to go back to Victoria. And you're doing a 5K. I found one in September for you. Okay. So
oh, good.
In New Jersey.
Where is it? In Jersey or New York?
No, I found it in New Jersey because I thought that was closer to you. So,
okay, yeah, either way, I'm like on the edge. But, yep, that's totally good. I would totally love to do that. I definitely have a long way to go, but I feel great. I actually talk to Cherie and a couple of the other girls twice a week, and I find it really motivating. And, you know, I try to follow, like I'm on the Instagram, and I try to follow like a lot of motivational, like fitness type of people, and you know, I'm trying my best to eat healthy and just to you know, change over slowly, like my lifestyle. I didn't want to do like some drastic thing, like I'm going to try this, and you know, I kind of feel like I've been there, done that, and maybe it works temporarily, but it's not long term. So I'm really trying my best to, you know, make better choices and to just definitely get moving every day. You know, I tried cooking ahead and bringing stuff to work with me, and just being a little bit more conscious of what I'm doing. So I feel really good about it, and I feel like I'm on a good track, and I feel like I'm definitely going to where I want to be. I'm on my way. That's how I think. Like, you know, any progress, slow progress is great progress. You know, it's still progress. It's great. Doesn't matter if it's slow or not. It's still, you know, making progress. So you know, I feel good about that.
And you're better than a perfect one tomorrow. There you go.
Yes.
I get you. So that's good.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Listen. She's working. So you're connecting the physical with the spiritual, because I know you're meditating now, and
yes.
The mental. You're being consistent. She shows up, you know, and, you know, she shows up under some dire circumstances. And, you know, we all have had dire circumstances with her family, with her job, you know, with her car, you know, whatever that may be. But these gals and do the mind, body, spirit under some really strenuous circumstances. I know them, and I know them well, and so amazing. But what do you do for, how do you work it trying to, with the kids, and you want to do this full-time, and you want to start your own business, what is your biggest motivator? Can I ask you that? That's something I want to know. What is your biggest motivator to get it done? Not to lose weight, but to become lean and strong, to meditate.
Yeah, I
want to
be healthy.
Talk
I
to
just,
people.
Yeah. I definitely, you know, just want to be healthy. I want to just have a really well-balanced. I want to be really balanced. And I don't want to be like, oh, I'm great in this area, and I'm really, like, slacking and lacking in this one. I really feel like I would be super happy. If I had a lot of balance and, you know, I'm trying to do different things to create that for myself. And in doing that, I kind of feel like I'm on a really good path, and I see a little bit more clearly. I feel like when I'm more balanced, and, you know, this is something that I definitely want to do. I love, you know, being around people, working with people, helping people. Like, that's one of my things, that I am a big giver. And I'm trying also, aside from that, I'm trying to, you know, do things for myself and, you know, make decisions that, you know, are going to be good for me and for the kids. And, you know, I just, you know, want a lot of things, and I kind of feel like, you know, I have like this blank canvas in front of me, and I can paint it any way I want. So like that, you know, and just to create and have options and just keep going and keep moving forward, you know, all positive things. I feel are coming, and you know, I'm happy about that.
That's amazing. I love you, man. That's the best thing about balance. So she's learning to be balanced and teaching herself how to tap into her intuition and her personal power, and walking the walk and doing a 5K. And by the way, I always tell this to people, some of us have better feet than others. Carrie is learning, you know, and some people have better hands than others, and some people have a better head on their shoulders than others. Your hands and your head are better than your feet, but you're getting your feet strong. Is that
yeah.
Not the best way of saying it? So,
very
you know
good.
What I mean? And, yeah, so, yeah, and that's a good thing. So, you know, we all have something. And Victoria here is riding horses, and we're going to sign up for a horse riding camp. Okay, Victoria, sign me up. I'm coming. So, but, tell us about the exercise with horses and your goals. Why do you want to help people? Why do you want to be an angel coach? Tell us that, okay?
Well,
so
you know, I have found and discovered, besides the fact that I love horses, you know, since I was little, I had the, you know, Western Barbie doll, and I was obsessed as a 4-H person and Girl Scout, whatever. But I found that when it was very, the energies were just very pure, and it was healing for me. And I realized, too, you know, there's a lot of horse therapy, places for people who are mentally challenged. And it's for a reason. It's because they are really, truly healing animals, you know, because they don't come with jealousy or, you know, like pure hate just because of looking at you. They, you know, they obviously, if you them, they'll kick you in return. But overall, they're just very loving and gentle and kind animals, and they also want to heal. So I think one of the biggest misconceptions people have is that we just sit on the horse and pretty much that's it. You know, the horse does all the work. However, I have come to realize over the past 2 years, because my 2-year anniversary of this journey was on Monday, the 7th, woo-hoo, that it is all about squeezing and nudging with your legs. So if you want to know how it is to ride a horse for an hour, I would suggest taking an exercise ball and putting it in between your knees and squeezing as hard as you can and hold that for an hour.
That's
and
good.
Also,
like
you know, periodically take your left ankle and like nudge it, and then do it to your left or to your right, and then maybe do a couple squats while you're doing that, because that's pretty much how it feels and how it is. Because I have gotten the most ridiculously strong legs now because I'm constantly holding on, sometimes for dear life, and it's like, it's the nudging. Like, people who are in the Olympics and doing these, like, all these different types of events, they look perfect on there. They're like, how is that? That's awesome, right? No, they're like, okay, got to turn, nudge, 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 squeeze, nudge, 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 oh, I got to do this, turn here. All right, lean forward, lean this way, move back, you know, squeeze my butt cheeks, you know, and it's constant, almost subconscious movement of your body to communicate with the horse without using just the reins. So it is a workout in a half. So is to open up this horse, you know, nonprofit and having a farm to help people also connect with that energy and feel really good about themselves, that they can control an animal that's over 800 pounds plus, depending upon which size you want, you know, that has a mind of its own, but somehow you connect and you become a team and you're able to ride and feel really great about yourself and accomplishing something like that. So, it is a lot
of work. That's good. I have to tell you something. I'm going to close the show, but you, animal communicator, this one is an angel coach who works with people on the angel coaches here. She can have her insight with the horses. And, you know, all these ladies are super intuitive, psychic, can see and talk to angels, and they've had the opportunity to do readings with them all. And I also have opportunity for them to do readings with other people and hear them. They are amazing. So your fitness, this is something that Joyce sent me today. She's another angel coach. Your fitness is 100% mental. Your body won't go where your mind doesn't push it. Your body won't go where your mind doesn't push it. The mind-body connection and spirit. You guys, we have another show on Sunday. It's a relationship show. It's at 11 a.m. East Coast time, and follow us on blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. We've got some real special things there. We are sponsoring the run, and we're going to do some really wonderful things. So you want to always listen in on Thursday, the Mind, Body, Spirit. Next week, we've got Dwayne, who's coached a lot of us here, and next Thursday night at 8 p.m. And we also follow us on blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. Also follow us on go to angelcoaches.org to send me an email if you want to know more about what we're doing or would like a reading. 954-636-9401, or send us all a message on Angel Coaches, facebook.com/angelcoaches. You guys are amazing. I love you guys. Amazing. And I know, Amy, you had a question. Give me a call, and I'll talk to you about it, but we ran out of time. Victoria, Carrie, Katrina, thank you so much. I'm excited about doing a yoga class. So Victoria will teach us riding, and then Katrina will teach us how to breathe on a horse. So it's all good. You guys have a great night. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.